Listening to WGRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. This is the Kyle and Charlie Show, and we are your hosts.
One, two, three. Kyle.
And Charlie. And no special guests this time, but apparently...
No, we'll have visitors, yeah. I assure you.
We have to have visitors.
No, I know we will.
We've apparently been live for 24 hours.
Yeah, we've been... Why is it counting down? Is that normal?
No, it's counting up. We've been live for 24 hours. This is not normal. Huh.
I don't think that's true.
That there is no way. Kyle and Charlie 24-hour special.
Well, I mean, it's not impossible, but I just don't think it's true.
No. I feel like we probably ate up the show before us.
Maybe.
A little bit, so sorry about that one.
Well, they went over. They went over their time.
This is the payment for their
crime.
Which
works out perfectly because we show up late every time.
Yeah.
So, like...
Give them a little bit of bumper.
Everything comes together in the end.
Yeah. We can go as late as we want for the most part, though, so it's not like... Yeah, it's been, what, 2-3 weeks since our last episode?
I have no idea.
Because we... didn't do right in front of Thanksgiving, and then we didn't do Thanksgiving.
No, I really have no clue how long it's been.
It's just been busy, man. This is like my busiest end of term in what feels like all my terms.
You know, Charlie, I'm going to be frank, I could not tell, because it looks like you do nothing all day.
Yeah, I have a good tendency of doing all my homework when Kyle is sleeping.
Which... is completely preventable, but...
but it's fun.
No, it isn't. How is doing your homework at 2 a.m. fun?
Yeah, I get to hear all the nightlife outside. Like, check it out. I saw this creature right here. I saw this creature out at 3 a.m.
CJ?
Yeah, I heard
of that guy.
Yeah, I saw CJ outside of our door at 3 a.m.
I saw a skunk.
That, okay, who would win the fight then?
The skunk. I saw a skunk outside, some guy was walking, and some guy went, yeah! And I'm like, what? He's like, yeah! And I'm like, what? Dude, there's a skunk over here! And I'm like, oh, okay.
I don't...
He's like, cool, I've seen that skunk before, man. And then that was the conversation. He's like, yeah! And I walked away.
That's Skunky Jones. He lives around these parts.
All right, that definitely peaked. I guarantee that peaked.
Oh, we've gone all the way back around.
Wait, what?
This one's cursed.
I have a distinct feeling this will not be recorded properly.
Yeah.
We'll
see what happens.
Yeah, see, our, the radio thingy, the recording software, said 24 hours and was counting up. And then at some point, it was 23 hours and 58 minutes, and then it counted up to 24 hours, and then looped back to zero. So now it says we've been recording for a minute and a half, which is wrong.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't really know about that one.
You know,
it's all right.
I'm going to record a backup of this one just in case.
Yeah, just in case.
Just in case. Yeah, that should work now.
Yeah. Oh, really? Wow, Charlie, it almost looks like that audio is peaking. Like I tell you every episode.
It's not peaking on these monitors.
That's so weird.
Yeah, I don't know.
Is it an input thing on Audacity?
It has to be an input thing on Audacity.
Well, the input is set to zero, to the lowest possible volume. Wait, is that even I don't even know how this is working, man.
It's recording speaker audio of
my
loud. So yeah, this is how we back up our little show when we're doing it live.
Well, yeah, I guess this is why all the recordings sound so bad, because they are very much in the red right now.
Yeah. when this board says
they're
that. They're
hovering around 0 dB.
Yeah, we're not even at zero on this thing.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Yeah. So yeah, if
looks
we even
like we have headroom there, it just for some reason on Audacity
it says that we don't.
Not even close. We have absolutely no room.
Yeah, we have to mumble for the rest of time. Now, what's the deal with skunks?
Skunks?
Yeah. I don't know, because, like...
What does that question mean?
Well, like, the guy was like, yo, dude, check it out, a skunk. Like,
Yeah, I don't know. He was really excited about it.
I mean, like, it's not just him. Like, other people... Some of our friends also get very excited. Our neighbors, I know.
People get really excited about deer, too. And I'm like, yeah. I see deer literally every day.
Yeah.
This is not abnormal.
I mean, like, I don't even see deer or skunks every day. It's just...
Well, not every day, but I see deer all the time at home.
Yeah, because, like, you live up around here.
Well, yeah. I live farther north where there's even more deer.
Yeah. Yeah, did you know in northern PA there are more deer than people?
That might be
true. This is a true fact.
That may actually be true. I don't really
know. I know that it was a fun, quirky fact that there's more sheep than people in New Zealand.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, I would believe that, though. There's a lot of deer. Well, I think, yeah, there is, because I think they got overpopulated again a few years ago, yeah. And then they had to start doing more hunting to kill more deer so that they'd not be overpopulated.
Yeah.
I can't really remember, though. I know some hunting season started the other day. I can't recall which. It was
No shot. Hello. Is that a deer right now? Wait a second. That's not a deer. That's a skinwalker. Two skinwalkers. Yeah, welcome, skinwalkers. We were just talking about killing deer.
Follow at Teo the Rapper.
Huh?
Kyle, I think you should tell some jokes.
Actually, Brian, come here. Brian has a riddle for you.
I'll sit wherever's convenient.
I think you and Cece should show the sports nurse since the next.
Alright, I'm coming.
Brian, tell that riddle you told me earlier.
All right, folks. Is this thing on?
Yeah. You better tap it to make sure. Don't do that.
All right. Hey, all you avid listeners, I'm going to ask you a riddle, okay? And it's going to be pretty tough, okay?
From now on, we will only pronounce our P's as plosively as possible.
So we gotta block the pop filter.
I gotta peek the mic.
Just so our Airwaves fans know, the Skinwalkers, dubbed Brian and Cece, have entered.
All of the audio is peaking at all times in this recording, I'm telling you.
We're chilling.
We got some plosives.
Anyway, please.
What's the riddle?
So I rode into town on Tuesday. And I stayed a week. I left town on Tuesday. How'd I do it?
Wait, that's not the same one you told earlier. Earlier you said you rode into town on Monday, and you stayed a week, and you rode out of town on Monday.
Well, yeah, I already knew that.
Oh, okay. So what would happen if it was Wednesday?
Wednesday?
What would happen if it was leap day?
No,
leap day? Oh.
Yeah, this the answer to the riddle is it was February.
The horse's name was Leap Day.
The horse's name was Wing Friday.
The horse's name was John Lennon.
Oh no.
Really no.
John Lennon was somewhere? Cosplaying as a horse.
Where is he? I know he's on the wall somewhere.
I think he's right there.
I think that's him right there.
Yeah.
One of those is probably him too.
How many John Lennons do you think you could take in a fight?
Like what era John, like heroin addict John Lennon?
Probably.
I don't know, Charlie.
Alright.
Yeah. To test out this theory, we brought in several John Lennons from the past.
We brought in John Lennon himself.
Yeah.
Hey, all the fans out there. How many of you are John Lennon fans?
Raise your hand.
Because if you are, you should turn off this show right now. We don't like you.
Wow. That's not very nice.
Dude, we lost our favorite listener, Yoko Ono.
She's not listening to us, Charlie. She never will.
There is no shot. She is not listening.
My telephone device.
Oh yeah, no. What we were talking about before the Skinwalkers came to join us. In fact, the Skinwalkers could probably add in on to this.
We were not. Well, we were talking about this guy. This guy yelled out to me as I was walking into our dorm. He screamed out to me about yo, dude, there's a skunk over here. And I was like, really confused, because why would that be something to... I don't even know who this is. And they're yelling at me about a skunk they saw. And then there was, in fact, a skunk. And
Wait, you went over there to investigate?
No, I just looked over and saw a skunk.
Oh, okay. Wait, so what were they doing with the skunk?
They're just watching it.
Yeah. They were more excited that the skunk was around. And I don't know, because, like, I don't see skunks all the time, but I've always been taught that you avoid skunks. Like, you don't just stroll up and be like, yo, my man, Skunky Jones.
Why do you keep doing that, Brian?
Doing what?
Brian is throwing up skinwalker signals.
I feel like I'm being gaslit. Every time you do it, no one else acknowledges it.
Doing what, Kyle?
I'm being gaslit right now.
Nothing. Why are you giggling if you're not doing anything then? You're turning red and you're giggling.
Nothing.
Nothing at all.
A true Klingon warrior does not giggle.
I don't think you're a true Klingon warrior. I'm just going to put it out there.
Yeah, Brian, make sure to turn the mic towards you when you're speaking, because I don't know what... I have no idea what picked up when you were talking when it wasn't facing you.
Don't you mean picked up?
Picked up.
You got to make sure that you're picking up on the...
Whoa. We'll have to use the cough button to remove that.
Oh, no. I got to push the cough button right now.
No, you actually pushed it. What happened? What?
I deleted 0.3 seconds of history.
But so... When it deletes 0.3 seconds, when does it delete that 0.3 seconds?
Like, pretty much...
From the beginning of the show.
Yeah, that's how...
Because is it immediately after, immediately before...
It's
correspondent to when you press it?
How the delay works is that the audio is stored, and it kind of like... It moves down like a little conveyor. So when you press the cough button, it deletes the most recent 0.3 seconds.
You have to really be on it then.
You're supposed to like have the cough button like right in front of you, and then like you press it as you're like going like oh no, a phone call. How do I pick this up again?
I have a feeling I might know who it is. A certain
hello phone call person.
Is this the Kyle and Charlie show?
Okay.
It is the Kyle and Charlie show phone call person.
This is Kyle and Charlie. The Kyle and Charlie show?
Yes, it is in fact the Kyle and Charlie show.
I'm Kyle.
Wait, I'm always a little confused. Can the caller hear us right now?
I'm looking for the Kyle and Charlie show.
I think
Kyle
it only picks up that
mic
because the phone is broken.
Yo, this caller sounds like a nerd.
This caller kind of sounds like a loser. Tell them I said that.
Hey, caller.
We're sorry.
No, we aren't. What is going on?
The caller is throwing a massive party.
Yeah, there's...
Hey, I want to see how far I can stick this.
Kyle and Charlie?
Yeah.
I just want to tell you guys you're doing a great job.
Thank you,
and
caller.
I appreciate you.
Thank you, caller.
Okay.
Charlie, did you relay that message?
Yes, I did say thank you, caller.
No, the message that Brian and I had.
Oh, sorry, can you say the message again?
Brian.
Say the message again?
No. We have a message from Brian of the Kyle and Charlie show.
Thou art shallow-footed and shry.
Did you hear that? You've been called shallow-footed and shry.
If I play a game, I don't know what those words mean.
I don't think shry is even a word. Shallow-footed might be a word.
If they don't know.
Well, yeah, but it sounds like a Shakespeare insult, but I don't think it actually means anything.
Hey, if he doesn't know who I am, can I talk to him directly?
Wait, what? I can only hear like half the words.
Wait, so you want to talk to him? Yes. It's our caller on the phone.
I'm a caller on the phone.
You are in fact the caller on the phone.
Very true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
and I'm on the Kyle and Charlie show.
Very true.
You are, in fact, on the Kyle and Charlie show.
Yes. And it's a great time.
Why are you making fun of the caller?
Don't make fun of the caller.
Exactly. Thank you, caller.
Well, the caller can't hear us.
Yeah. Thank you, Kyle and Charlie.
Thank you, caller.
Caller, if you can hear me, say I cup.
Spell I cup. Charlie, relay
caller,
that?
Caller, did you get that message?
I didn't get that
message. Wait, let me message the caller.
Yeah, I think, caller, I think we have your number.
You have my number?
Yeah, I think so. I'm going to just go ahead and read it out right now. It's 610-330-5316.
Yes, that is my number.
That is in fact the caller's number. I just docked the caller.
Easily docked.
That is the caller.
Caller, I have a question. I have a question, caller. Can you I'm really struggling with this one word. It's on my final exam. Can you spell iCup?
I don't know how to spell that. I'm sorry. Oh,
man, caller, didn't you graduate from college?
College.
No.
College.
You didn't graduate from college.
College. No.
Caller.
Host.
How's it going, caller? How are you doing?
Doing.
I'm tired.
I'm sorry to hear that, caller.
It's okay, host.
Would you like to be sung a lullaby?
Song.
If you could sing me.
Too bad.
A lullaby,
too bad. Off the air.
All right, caller. Kyle has voted to vote you off the island.
Yeah. If you can call back and spell iCup, maybe we can. Brian can tell you another riddle or something.
If you can come back and spell iCup, you can get rewarded with more time and a riddle.
Okay, well, I'll have to go study, and I'll call back next week, and maybe I'll be able to spell it then.
All right. Thank you, caller. Have a good night.
All right. You too.
I think we should blow the caller a kiss.
Thank you for that.
There you go.
I appreciate it.
There you go. For reference, Brian has thrown up in your general direction.
Thank you for that.
I think you're wonderful, by the way.
Yeah, Brian. Oh. Brian has big old puppy dog eyes right now.
Very nice.
You have to relay that.
They think
that.
You're wonderful.
There we go.
I think they're wonderful as well.
Aww.
Aww. Mm-hmm. Alrighty. Good night, caller. Forever.
Good night, host.
We need to fix the phone in here.
Did you know it's 77% evil?
What is that supposed to mean?
77?
Why like the angel number of evil?
An Instagram filter said I was.
Oh.
It all.
Well, then it has to be true.
I was
77%.
Playing.
All right. That means Brian is someone's angle. Who would Brian's devil counterpart be?
I'm an acute angle, by
Wait,
the way.
Wait, Charlie.
Yeah?
Your computer here, it says that it's low on battery. Like 14% remaining.
Yeah. We'll be okay. I brought a charger.
That sounds like a problem.
Yeah, I brought a charger.
Yeah.
I mean, I got another couple percent to get the charger.
Yeah.
I can't believe Ego Raptor is in that picture.
Yeah, there's a framed portrait of Ego Raptor on the wall right now.
Can you point to it, please?
Look, he's on that drum set.
That's actually kind of crazy. I don't know how that got there. Now, who do you think would win the fight? Ego Raptor or, like, maybe six skunks?
Dude, there's a skunk over here.
Who would win the fight? Ego Raptor or, like, six skunks?
Why six?
I don't know. I feel like Ego Raptor could probably not take seven.
I don't think he could take one.
I think you could take one. You could grab it by the tail.
I don't trust Ego Raptor to do anything.
That is smart.
I mean, I trust him to be grumpy and a gamer.
I'm just looking at this. I've got to say, the audacity right now is very fascinating. Just watching the really, really, really big sound wave being formulated at all times.
Brian, stop typing. tapping the microphone. Gosh darn it.
No, it's not that.
It's not. It's just that
every mic is
peaking.
Peaking at like the maximum volume at all times for some reason.
But then if you look at our little monitor here, we're not even like close.
Yeah.
Well, and we have a goal.
Goal?
We have to peak.
We have to peak. We have to
screamo impressions until you can get
it. Oh, no. I
don't even think that would be. You just yell into the mic and I think it would peak.
I could just talk at a normal speaking volume into the microphone. It would probably peak on this.
You could just cough into the mic.
I don't know where my cough is coming from now at this point.
No, I genuinely don't know. It just doesn't go away. It doesn't go away.
My recent theory is mold.
But
I don't think that's true because a lot of people, well, not a lot, but I know like 3 or 4 people on campus who got a cough like around when the COVID outbreak happened and a bunch of people started getting sick and then their cough just never went away. Like all their other symptoms went away. But like one of my friends at debate, Anna, like has had a cough for forever and apparently it might be whooping cough.
Whooping cough, you know, because you make the little seal noise. Pretty epic.
Well, what if it's just a weak form of whooping cough?
Well, I got tested at...
For whooping cough?
Yeah. They just did like a general test. It was like strep.
Also, I feel like...
Whooping cough is bacteria. I don't have strep.
Okay.
I got tested for like all different kinds of coughing.
I feel like if Charlie was sick with something, I would have caught it by now.
Yeah.
That's what I feel like, but maybe that's not true.
No.
Okay. Did you inhale like warm substances that would have hit the back of your throat?
Like steam from the shower?
No,
I don't
like
think
something
like
something out of a pipe or like
no.
I don't smoke.
Okay. Because sometimes the ash can like hit the back of your throat and
cause
damage.
But. No, Charlie just has been coughing for like
the
semester.
I got a
cold. Absolutely no reason.
In your house, you can track him.
Yeah, you can track where you are by where. If I hear
like
coughing.
you can track me, not even in the house. I've coughed outside of the dorm,
I remember you were really coughing one night, and I could hear you outside. So I knew you. I knew you and Carlito got home because I heard you coughing outside.
Yeah.
Wait, like outside, like on the side of your wall. Outside. Like you were walking back.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it's a talent.
Well, I think they were outside, kind of on the sidewalk, so it's
I was walking under
really
the
really pretty close to my window, but it's still pretty exceptional.
Yeah.
Is the window open?
No.
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 It's a gift. I honestly my theory about mold is that like, and this is another theory perpetrated by my good friend CJ, who.
Who flaked on us tonight, by the way.
After Charlie did his show of the week. Charlie and Brian did his show.
It happened. CJ got attacked by a skinwalker theory. He texted me.
Who was that skunk?
Yeah, CJ turned into a skunk.
I still don't understand why he was so excited about that skunk. I appreciate the hustle, though. I appreciate the excitement for anything, because I don't think I get that excited over anything, so.
Yeah, you're actually
excited over a skunk?
Anything? I'm so excited over that shirt.
Kyle sounds excited, it sounds like you're faking it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's actually...
Kyle just kind of always sounds sarcastic.
It's very funny. It's like, yeah, I got this super cool... And I'm like, I don't know what this was. Honestly, like, I was expecting you to pull out, like, a t-shirt from Target when you were talking about how cool your shirt was. It was a pretty cool shirt, but...
Pretty cool?
I think...
What does that mean? Pretty cool?
Pretty cool. Just a little bit cool.
Pretty cool?
I think you're underselling it.
You did also try to troll me with a little Monkey D. Luffy in my closet, and I thought that was a gift.
Yeah, yeah, I put the... You know the Luffy,
the
like...
Egg
recipe
cooking?
Thing?
Yeah, there's a One Piece... Like a big picture of Luffy from One Piece, and then on the back it had a recipe for some... What is it?
It was called meat on the bone, but it was like meat
was
with like a
beef with a Scottish egg or something.
Yeah,
and it looked pretty bad. But I was gonna throw it out, but then I put it in Charlie's wardrobe instead. And then Charlie saw it and got so excited and thanked me for it. And I'm like, I just put it in there to troll you.
Yeah, you were trying to troll me, but then
I
was like,
just gonna throw it away.
Thank you. I thought it was a little like sticker or something.
Also, we had it on the table for like a good.
The table is often covered in Carlito's work, so I try not to I try not to look at it too much, because then I feel like I'd have a meltdown. Dude, Carlito's work is insane. I mean, granted, it's just physics, but like my little econ brain can't really comprehend.
Do you need to elaborate more than that?
Hmm.
What did you just do?
Oh. It's Kanye.
Oh, the computer also falls asleep if you don't fiddle with it.
Interact with it. It's really good. It's just like this one guy.
It doesn't stop recording, but it falls asleep.
Yeah. Oh my goodness, there was a guy in my class today.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna say his name, but he typically interacts in our class a lot. He's often asking questions, sometimes a frustrating amount of questions, and. You know the whole me 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 like that meme?
No.
Like the really? You don't know?
I mean that's just funny snoring noise.
Yeah, funny snoring noise. I kid you not. Our class ended early because he let out funny snoring noise at such a like ear-shattering decibel. It was incredible.
Like
he asked a question and then 10 minutes later and it was baffling. Like, it was not even, like, a joke.
He was actually asleep.
Yeah.
And he made that noise.
Yeah, he was apparently snoring for a while, but I wasn't paying attention. I sit next to CJ in that class.
That's very interesting, actually.
Yeah. And this guy, like, full passed out.
Yeah. Huh.
It was baffling.
Brian, what's up?
I sent you an image that goes pretty hard on Discord.
An image that goes pretty hard. I will describe the image, I guess. If I'm allowed to. It's just a really close-up picture of Brian.
Does it go hard?
It goes very hard.
This image goes pretty hard.
It sounds like someone's making popcorn in the wall, by the way.
That's Ryan.
The heater or something is going.
Yeah, we got popcorn for Ryan's, like, 33-year anniversary of working with us.
His 45th year anniversary
of living here in the studio.
That just goes to show you human right violations are.
What was that?
Are what?
Based in Minecraft.
Yeah, they actually all.
No.
I think Minecraft. You see, if we look at history, Minecraft came around in 2008. The first human rights violation a day after Minecraft came out.
Yeah.
I think that's what Brian's trying to connect.
And you know, this history is written by
Notch
Victor. Napoleon. Victor.
Oh, Victor Van Gogh.
Victor Van Gogh.
Vincent.
Victor.
Who?
Victor.
This is Vincent Van Gogh is already famous enough from his stuff.
Victor.
This is Victor. This is his like cool cousin.
Victor Van Gogh.
Yeah.
I knew a guy named Victor once.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's from the hit TV show Arcane.
I'm just like him.
Mm-hmm. Victor.
What's the name of that orange guy from Despicable Me?
Vector?
Vector.
Vector.
Yeah.
He just had the orange suit and sharks.
I also.
You know. Microphone, Brian.
You know, if you think about it, Gru's really terrifying because he's fast enough to react to missiles flying at him. He's able to avoid missiles being launched at him. Like heat-seeking missiles, he just dodges them.
Also, get this right. A minion is canonically around 3 feet tall, right?
Mm-hmm.
Gru is about 3 minions tall.
So he is 9 feet tall.
He stands at a godly 9 feet.
Wait, but then doesn't the woman he meets in like the later ones, she's like almost his height, so wouldn't she be like 8 feet tall?
Yeah. A goddess for a god.
Yeah.
I mean, like,
only
she...
Only someone 8 feet tall can match Gru's power, so... Yeah.
Wait, but don't the three little girls match Gru's power?
No, they're really tiny. They're yeah. They're really small.
They're like below Gru's like knee.
Well, yeah, they don't match his height, but they match his power.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Well, you know what they say.
Victor.
History is written by Victor.
You know, Victor, make sure you write this part in. I did a sick backflip right there.
That's not true.
Victor will write it in.
Can't have defeat if you're wearing shoes.
Can't have defeat if you don't have legs.
Oh,
I found a Victor.
Van Gogh?
Victor Fries.
Victor Van Gogh?
Victor Fries, also known as Mr. Freeze.
Oh.
Villain. Yeah, but like Batman isn't real.
I think his name is pronounced Victor Freeze, actually.
Yeah, I know. I was just mispronouncing it.
I wasn't sure if you were or not, but it's still funny to me that his name is literally Victor Freeze, I'm pretty sure.
It's spelled like Fries, though, which is funny, because his, like, villain name is, like, Mr. Freeze,
well,
F-R-E.
Yeah, he's German,
what if we've been butchering his name wrong the entire time? It was supposed to be Mr. Fries, and he would attack with, like, cooking oil, but then everyone would mispronounce it as Mr. Freeze.
What's that one? There's this one really, really good line in... I don't even remember. Was it one of the Tim Burton Batmans? I don't even remember. But there's just... It's like the one where Arnold is playing Mr. Freeze.
Oh, yeah.
He has some really, really epic lines.
The cold is only as cold as you want it to be.
Am I imagining that? Is that true? Did Arnold play Mr. Freeze? Am I imagining
that?
He did.
Okay. He did.
Yeah. I thought that was the live action.
What do you mean the live action?
The
I'm talking about Batman movies.
Oh. Yeah,
of course I mean live action.
If you thought winter was cold, Batman, you haven't even seen my heart.
And that was a quote from Victor.
Victor
Victor Van Gogh.
Victor Vincent Van Gogh.
Vincent in quotes.
Vincent was his nickname.
They called him Big Vince.
And thou shalt be doubt.
And then when he cut one of his ears off, they called him Earless Vince.
Yeah. And then he painted Starry Night.
And then just called him Victor.
Yeah. They're like, yeah, this around. After painting Starry Night, Victor Van Gogh's ear grew back.
Brian, what's your favorite star?
Beetlejuice.
John Lennon.
I like Alpha 9-501. Pretty bass.
Well, I was going to say is, Kyle's
what
eyes.
What is
okay.
Alpha? What is Alpha? What is the star you took? Did you just make that up?
No, it's a real star.
Real star?
Yeah, only alpha males know about it. So like,
only alpha males?
Yeah.
Now, how do you know about it? Aren't you a sigma male?
Yo, can we press the cut audio button?
Dump footage, please.
I had to push the cough button 100 times fast real quick. Oh, yeah, so... what's the deal with skunks?
Why did you squawk out 30 seconds like that?
They're just very desperate for the world to believe that they're a sigma male.
Now, Brian, what would you do if
just mouthing things at Kyle?
Brian's speaking. Brian's speaking curses. Eldritch charms.
They did the Dwayne Johnson eyebrow thing.
Yeah, that one I did do.
What was
not
Dwayne?
The hands.
That was Brian's jutsu.
Oh, I see.
Brian's little spell.
No skinwalker hands here.
No.
Right, now,
what are skinwalkers, dude? They're not even real. What are you talking about?
Now, how many tiny green witches do you think could take out one skinwalker?
Tiny green witches?
Yes. I feel like flies are a myth. I feel like they're just all tiny green witches.
I don't know. I feel like I would understand the skunk guy more if
I was just kidding.
The skunk guy saw
a tiny green witch,
a little ghoul,
a little goblin, a tiny creature,
a little
if you will.
Ghoul running around, you know.
Yeah.
A little ghoul.
Yeah, everyone out here is like, oh my god, skunks.
Why
like
do you
possums. No, it's like, oh my god, little ghouls, little goblins.
Are you okay?
It's Brian's little goblin. Alright, what if we woke up one day and and we all do our morning greeting of game on, and then we go to Brian's room to say game on, Brian, and Brian is turned into a 2-foot goblinoid.
Am I green?
Or do you want to be green? Do you want to be like a gray goblin?
I want to be green.
Why are we not doing that?
Oh.
Why are we not?
Y'all don't go into each other's rooms and say game on every morning?
No. No. We've been missing out.
Yeah. It's more, it's at least in my case, it's more I wake up and then I sit in my bed for an hour and then I...
That is true.
Yeah.
Even on weekdays?
Yes.
How do you have time for that?
I get up an hour early.
Good sleep.
But I know if I sleep in more, I will miss my class. So I get up an hour early because I know
I'm still late to the class we have, literally every morning.
But I don't miss it.
Sorry, I'm just trying to. If I feel like you're gonna talk, I'm like, hey.
Yeah. Speaking of our class, our professor put a little poster out with very a cool nice, with a cool very, funny little image.
Very
on
nice. It.
It
was the people on the.
Yeah, I've seen it.
I know. I showed Brian.
Oh.
Brian showed me. CC? Brian showed me that image.
Yeah. I'm surprised that...
People looking on bus happy, people on bus sad.
Yeah. People on bus happy looking at hills, people on bus sad looking at
big
rock.
I will say, I agree. I am a little bit impressed myself because...
Yeah. That's like a relatively like
that's
recent...
Like, that's like this week's meme.
Yeah. I'm surprised that a professor was able to like grab onto that lingo. Grab onto the little bit of I want to see some a professor put this on on their little
Yeah.
What is religion?
I want that kid for Christmas. Give me an Xbox.
Yeah, Brian, we can't hear you if you are holding the microphone.
I was just showing off how good my eyesight is. That's all.
You're wearing glasses. Yeah.
Doesn't make it perfect.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
You know, eyesight stream.
Yeah. You know, remember to press your eyeballs up against the radio while you're listening.
December. Sorry,
no breathing December.
Yeah. Well, this is going to be a very interesting episode if we can't breathe. So, now what? Yeah, so what do you guys think about mac and cheese? I think mac and cheese is honestly a little bit overrated. I mean, like, you can just put, like, some tomato sauce in there, and then it's just like spaghetti and cheese. And then it's just like, I mean, like, why do you...
What?
Oh, I was just rambling. I don't know. I've been really trying to practice my ability to ramble for, like, for 10 minutes at a time. So, I mean, like, I think, honestly... Yeah, Kyle's actually dead now. Kyle is in fact winning No Breathing December. You know what's kind of sad is that we'll never be able to beat George Washington in No Breathe December.
What do you mean?
How are we gonna make George Washington breathe?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
There's a person alive now called George Washington?
Yeah.
We have to track them down.
We're going to hunt down Victor...
Victor Washington.
Victor Van Gogh. Oh, wait. So every important historical figure was named Victor.
Yeah.
Because history's written...
The count...
Or perhaps every historian is named Victor.
Yeah, everyone's always worried about some shadow government running it. It's actually just a group of people called Victor.
Wait, what was... Do you guys remember? I forget what exactly it was, but there was something with the elections a long time ago with like the Shadow Corporation. Do you remember that? There was
it
was Victor Inc.
No, there was I forget exactly what it was, and I'm not gonna go.
Buttigieg. It was
something
for that caucus thing, and you know, it just so happened that the company that he has money in just so happened to. You know, the one that they were running the voting machines, I think, right? Just so happened he kind of
squeaked
out.
That sounds like a payday heist.
He squeaked out a little victory, even though the math behind his votes is incorrect, but...
Well, nonetheless, the company... The funny part is the company, no matter what the actual truth was, the company behind that is called, like, the Shadow Corporation, or it's, like, it's literally called, like, the Shadow Company. It's, like...
It's like, oh, yeah.
And their CEO's name, Victor.
I'm gonna add this Pete Buttigieg. In Minecraft, just my opinion.
yeah, Mayor Pete, if you're listening to this...
Is Mayor Pete not Mayor Buttigieg?
What?
Is it Mayor Pete or Mayor Buttigieg?
Well, his name is Pete Buttigieg, right?
Yeah, but like, do you call like the mayor like the first name? Is it President? No. Is it President Joe?
You can
Who's
say
Joe?
That.
Joe Biden.
You're allowed to say. I would.
Yeah.
Charlie,
it just seems weird.
It's. Do I need to explain? I don't know what there is to explain.
Huh. Well, it seems like you're taking like the like the prefix of their name, and then like you normally say the last name after it, right? Like it's like Mr.
Joseph Payne.
My middle name's Clancy. Time.
The Skinwalkers are arguing.
We're arguing.
Yeah. But like I don't know, like let's take like John Doe. Like if you were like to talk to John Doe in like a seniority sort of way, you would not say Mr. John.
Well, Charlie, the incorrect assumption you're making is that I'm talking about Pete Buttigieg in a seniority respectful way.
Oh, what do you
and
mean?
Not saying Mayor
dude,
Pete as a joke.
Dude, I don't know, bro.
The term Mayor Pete. That's what he introduces himself as. He
wait, really?
That,
yeah,
he
yeah.
Himself, him
yeah, I don't. I just don't.
I feel like this is more propaganda from the Shadow Corporation.
The cyber.
That's what he ran as even when he was mayor, right? Like.
I don't know.
His personality before he owned stuff in the Shadow Corporation.
The Shadow Patriots.
the Shadow Isles. Oh no. I really was not paying attention during Pete Buttigieg's campaign.
I just remember hearing the phrase Mayor Pete.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you also can repeat if you want.
I may? Well, why'd you say can if it's a may? May can I or may I? Can I go to the bathroom? May I repeat?
You know, I think I can go to the bathroom. Do you want me to prove it?
That made me really mad.
Yeah.
When teachers would say that.
Yeah.
Can I go to the bathroom? I don't know. Okay. I don't know. Can you?
I saw a kid.
Also, like, not true. Like, if they tell you that you are not allowed to go to the bathroom, then you cannot go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
And so it's just like.
Yeah.
Literally correct grammar to say can I.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I had a funny little story about one of those may I can I situations in swim practice. There's a little kid, it was a grade below me, he has to go to the bathroom, he was about to dive off with the block, and my coach said, I don't know, can you? And he just looked him dead in the eye, started laughing, and then peed on the block. He just this I was in sixth grade at the time. This kid was in fifth grade.
Okay, so like 9 or 10.
Yeah, this guy was epic though.
Grade, that's like 11, right? Like 10 or 11, right?
Well, because you're 14 in ninth grade typically, and then.
Well, you're like 12 in sixth grade.
13 in eighth. 12 and 7th.
No.
12 and 7th, 11 and 6th.
I think that's off by a year.
Yeah, I might be off, but
I mean, I was.
It's still much too old to pee on the block.
Yeah.
I gotta say,
like if you're in the pool saying, too, like
you're
that's
at
passable.
Least 10 years old. There's no way.
Yeah, that's like
a champion.
He ends up losing the race, but he was a champion of our hearts. Our little practice race.
Well,
bro.
I mean, did he really lose the race if he peed on the block?
That is true. I did change lines because I was originally behind him by a couple spaces. I was not going on the PP block, bro.
Ice cream scoop it.
You can't say the rest of the lyrics on the radio. I'm sorry.
I know.
I'm really sorry, Brian.
We are actually repressing Brian right now.
I feel like she...
You definitely can't say those lyrics on the radio.
Brian's just been told no all day today.
Yeah.
On the way here, we saw Brian's nemesis outside.
Nemesis?
The fire hydrant.
Oh, the fire hydrant.
It's shadow. Point the mic towards CC.
We can't hear.
Yeah. Oh.
We saw Brian's nemesis, the fire hydrant, and Brian very much wanted a rematch. Unfortunately, they were denied, and now they are pitching a fit.
How do you rematch a fire hydrant?
With the microphone like four times.
I didn't mean to.
Oh, okay.
How do you rematch a fire hydrant?
This time, when Brian jumps on it, instead of falling off of it and scraping their leg and hurting their shoulder and their elbow and pretty much just everything.
And their hip too, right?
Oh, yeah.
I'd also like to clarify that Brian does not drink. So that's what makes this even funnier.
I remember this.
Entirely sober. We are just walking to water. It's like the middle of the afternoon. It's like 2 p.m. It's bright outside. Brian runs, takes a running start, and tries to jump and land on the fire hydrant. Misses the landing because it's a fire hydrant. What? Slides off the side, falls down, scrapes their leg. Those pants still have yellow paint streaks off of the fire hydrant on them. You hurt your leg, your knee, your hip, your shoulder, your elbow, and your head.
I did not try to jump.
What were you trying to do then?
Climb.
How do you...
You know, in my perspective, I had turned around for whatever reason for about 2 to 3 seconds, and then I turn back, and then Brian is falling to the ground. I look away, and then Brian's midair. Like collapsing.
Yeah, Brown is climbing really fast. They're climbing the sky.
That was the day that, was it Ben or Jerry was here, I think?
Yeah.
One of the ice cream men was here, and then they were on the quad doing something.
They're talking.
They gave some talk, and the like Muslim Student Association like protested because Ben and Jerry's are super like pro-Israel and do problematic stuff.
Well, you... Yeah, we don't talk about that on our show. It's not a political podcast.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
All right, you know what? I'm going to start a political debate right now.
Yeah, but there was that why there were people like in a big line? Or were they just getting ice cream?
Do you remember the people who were playing music, like crazy loud music?
Yeah.
On the steps of this building?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Makes sense. Okay.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
I simply just want to fight Ben or Jerry.
Which one do you think you could beat up faster?
Well, nonetheless, I was just annoyed by the whole situation because there was a bunch of people in the way when I was trying to walk. And I was really confused as why there's 50 million people on the quad.
I mean, you can always just go and say, hey, I'm walking here.
I think there was just a line forming for ice cream or something. People were standing, like, just loitering around.
Yeah. Ice cream.
So-called free thinkers when there is free ice cream.
What do you mean now? How old are they?
They have to
How old are Ben and or Jerry?
In their 70s.
How much power do they gain
when they fuse?
So won't
you like automatically win?
Well, no. The question is, which one do you think you could beat up faster?
What if... That's not the question.
That's why I asked Brian.
This is them now.
Okay, I could definitely take... The guy on the left would be easier. The guy on the right looks like unhinged.
Oh, I don't know which one is which.
Well, there's Benjifer and
Larry.
Larry.
Benifer.
Yeah, so speaking of politics...
is his name actually Jared?
When you guys get ice cream, do you get it in a cup or a cone?
Cone.
Cup. Well, actually, I'm kind of mixed.
Yeah.
Kind of mixed on that. I feel like... I prefer cone, but if I'm like, I don't know. It depends on my mood, I guess.
Cones yeah. are more sustainable, which I think is that the is coolest true. Thing, is to just like make containers that you can just eat.
That is pretty cool.
Kyle, actually,
but sometimes I just really don't want to have to deal with a cone.
Yeah, the cone you want a clock.
Kyle actually has ice cream cone shoes on right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they crunch a little when I walk. They're filled with ice cream that's melting out onto the ground. My feet are really cold.
I feel like, how do you get, like, how do you not get, like, little, like, waffle cone splinters in your heel?
That's a good question.
Gotta eat quick.
Gotta eat quick.
Yeah.
You know, that's, like, the worst part about ice cream. It's very stressful. You can't you're on a clock as soon as you get it.
Yeah, you're on more of a clock if it's a cone.
Yeah.
That's why I hate cereal.
Cereal.
It gets soggy so fast. You mm-hmm. have to eat very quickly.
I don't know. I choose the cereal that like you want it to get soggy, like mini wheats.
What do you mean want it to get soggy?
Well, like you want the mini wheat to be full of like milk when you bite into it, bro.
I mean,
You want it to be like squishy.
No. I definitely don't want it to be squishy.
Like a little bit of crunch.
I mean, if you want it to be squishy wheats. Good for you.
Yeah.
Like, if I want it to be, if I want something squishy that fills the same role as cereal, I'll just eat, like, oatmeal or something that's actually supposed to be squishy.
Did you know? I've only had oatmeal once in my life.
Really?
Yeah, I really liked it.
Yeah, that was the day Brian changed.
I have oatmeal at home. I can make you some oatmeal.
No, thanks.
I don't think I've ever had oatmeal.
I really like oatmeal.
It's pretty epic. I like granola a little bit better, though.
I don't think those two things... Are those two things, like, considered to
be... Well, like, oatmeal is, like, ground-up oats, and granola... Yeah.
Ow!
You threw the microphone!
Are you okay?
No, you just threw something at me!
Oh, my goodness. Brian. How did you, like, take out the microphone and throw it?
I was swinging it, and then it flew out.
Maybe I should have given Brian the, my chair. Actually, no, I feel like that would have been worse. Brian could have typed something obscene. This Kanye background, Brian would have tormented it.
I am very responsible with power.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very true.
Yeah, if you ever want a free moderator on your,
Yeah, you know what they say.
On your online forum.
Stay hungry, devout, and take what's ours. Take what's ours.
It was touch and go, but I think
I'm
gonna survive.
I think we need to get... Oh, yeah. I think we need to get some oatmeal. That would fix the problem.
Hey, kitten.
That's not what I meant by
the mic,
oatmeal.
Please.
Hey, kitten.
Yeah?
Finally.
Yeah. Oh, we haven't talked about your epic credit card yet.
Okay, do you want me to read the numbers?
Yeah, well, it's
The numbers aren't what we're interested in. We're interested
in the
design.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
You see, my credit card has a certain photo on it.
You sound like you're on something, Brian. I'm gonna be blunt.
That photo is quite important to me. It is a kitty with blue eyes.
And what do you call it, Brian?
No, you drop the mic onto the ground.
That's your head.
What do I call it, you ask?
Yeah. Yeah?
Requiem.
A little cat is named Requiem?
Yeah.
Alright.
Thanks for sharing.
Thanks. Yeah, you know what? I'm down. Requiem.
Requiem, the cat on the credit card.
And that cat's name, Canon Indeed.
Johann Pachelbel.
You know who wrote Canon and D was actually Victor de Mores.
De Mores?
Yeah, that's where the D in Canon and D stands for. Canon and de Mores.
What are you looking at me like that for?
Assume my eyes are on you.
Oh, they are on me. We're making eye contact.
Really? I can't tell. I genuinely can't tell. Oh, we are.
Brian's unhinged.
I know.
I was looking at you from above my glasses.
Yeah. Oh, you were in that weird... The zone, yeah.
See, as soon as it's so...
Creepy.
I'm just watching right. Brian.
What kind of cereal do y'all eat? I don't know. Like we talked about like the non soggy cereal. I'm a mini wheats guy, which is what I like. That soggy.
I cannot eat. I hate soggy mini wheats, dude. I really hate soggy mini wheats. I really don't like them.
Really?
I do gotta say. What makes cereal?
They're very gross.
What makes cereal real good?
is if you fry up a nice piece of chicken and plop it right in the milk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a classic southern dish. You've heard of chicken and waffles. Now we got chicken
and cereal.
Hmm. Yeah, I like to put it with Frosted Flakes. I will say soggy Frosted Flakes absolutely suck.
I feel like, I think most cereal should not be that soggy. It should be, like, dipped in milk a little bit, and then you eat it. There should be no wait time.
Sorry, I started thinking about what if you left cereal and milk for, like, a few hours, and then now I feel terrible.
Well, you know exactly what happens, because it becomes a mush.
You make coat meal.
Or you can make oatmeal, which is supposed to be mushy.
And warm.
It doesn't have to be warm. You can make, like, overnight oats thing where it, like... That's cold, right?
Yeah, if you typically leave it in the fridge.
Yeah.
If you, Brian, your question that you just asked of leaving a bowl of cereal for like a couple hours, that's overnight oats.
What?
What's so bad about that? It's oatmeal, not cereal.
No, but that's alchemy. it's alchemy.
What do you mean alchemy?
It's like turning cucumbers into pickles. It's just weird.
All right.
Remember that thing we did where we took those sticks out of my cupboard and then we made spaghetti out of them?
What's not alchemy?
How's that not alchemy?
Because Brian understands the process.
They're not transmuting anything. You have dry noodles and then you have wet noodles.
Okay, so what about when I take powder and eggs and oil and sugar, which is also powder, and then I mix it and then I have a cake?
That's like addition.
Okay, so then
that's revisionist history.
A cucumber plus like brine and flavoring and like water and all of that and some thyme is not addition.
No,
that's alchemy.
Well, no, time makes it the fourth dimension.
Well, I also think...
If I bake the cake in the oven for, like, an hour, then it becomes alchemy.
No, that's the fourth dimension.
No. You're not transmuting anything. You're not getting anything crazy. It's like...
What do you mean? You don't
think my cakes are crazy?
No, I think they're great. Wow. I'm saying, like, you're not getting, like... You're not, like, here's a cucumber. Now, here is a strange...
Here's literally a cucumber that is salty.
No, it has warts, dude. It's messed up.
It's almost like it's been shriveled.
You know what, L.
Okay, when I fry wonton dough, it suddenly has warts all over it. Is that transmutation?
That's close.
Oh, wait, so is it the addition of time that makes it alchemy?
No.
So okay.
I was just saying.
Oh. Brian,
if you smoke meat for like a couple hours.
Smoke meat every day.
Do I have to dump that? I don't know.
No. Why would you have to dump this?
Smoke meat.
I don't know, bro. Big meat might not like that.
Continue.
Charlie will say people's full names on air and then not dump that, and then we'll just say something like that and be like, oh my god, guys, we have to dump it right now.
Oh my god. Oh my god, no way. By the way, my address is... If you want to mail me mail, please mail it to 1-800-GEICO.com.
Geico.com?
Yeah.
Did you know...
Uh-huh.
That.
Yeah.
Oh, this is propaganda. What? I can't.
Propaganda?
Say it. No, I can say it, but I gotta wait, because now it'll be obvious that it's not true.
So. Oh, better yet, if you want some propaganda, if you're not doing anything.
Kyle, push the yawn button.
Oh my god, no. I'm gonna have to push cough. Kyle, can you cough for me real quick? Alright, thank you. If you're not doing anything this Saturday, you should come to the Lafayette College Choir Recital.
Recital.
That would be very funny and epic, I think.
Probably not allowed on the radio. We're probably going to get banned by the FCC.
Yeah, we're copyright infringing
Charlie,
on...
the FCC chair.
That is true.
Wait, did you guys read any of those PSAs?
There aren't any.
Nip.
It's okay, I got this. Do you like not killing people? Because not to invest in gold.
You know, that reminds me of one of the most legendary presentations I've ever seen. Do you remember Robert? Do you remember Robert's presentation that he gave?
I remember all of them.
I think there's something to the effect of
Scooby-Doo. You don't want Scooby-Doo on
it? Yeah, it was like, do you like history? Do you like movies? History of the World Part 1 is a good movie. Scooby-Doo. And then the entire presentation was about Scooby-Doo.
That's a pretty banger intro.
I found a PSA.
Did you?
Read it?
Yeah, I'll read it.
A real one?
Yeah.
Let Brian do it. Brian's ready.
I'll give it.
Is it the four kids anti-drug PSA?
I'll give it some Southern charm.
Nobody plans to cause a distracted driving crash.
You sound like a Ford commercial.
Every time we pick up our phone and think, I'm a safe driver, nothing bad will happen, we take that risk. Distracted drivers on America's road cause about 3,000
deaths. It sounds more Midwest.
And about 400,000 injuries per year.
And how many of those drivers are drunk? None.
Seems like you lost your voice there.
Most of us are aware that cell phone use by other drivers is a threat to our safety. Yet the AAA Foundation has already found that 67...
You mean the AAA Foundation?
No. ...percent of drivers continue to use cell phones while driving despite knowing the danger. And cell phones aren't the only distraction.
whoa, what's the other distraction?
Distracted driving refers to any activity which takes your hands off the wheel or eyes off the road. I'm looking at you, boys.
Yeah, when I have to pee on the road.
All right, well, that's good enough for the shot.
My favorite distracted driving thing is I like to take my hands off the wheel and then pee into a bottle because I couldn't find a gas station.
Nobody plans to
cause an accident. I also like how you said Southern and that was very much Midwest.
No.
I don't think that was
Nobody knows.
That was not even Nobody slightly watched. Midwest.
That didn't watched sound very Southern.
Well, would you have this one?
Well, distracted driving.
Well, let me tell you now, drone ain't for me. Oh, well, run me over and call me a dog, because I am not an injury.
All right, now that was pretty Southern.
Well, yeah. I don't want to be shitty folk and
anything. Ooh, he will put me in an oven and call me a kitten, because I am hungry.
That's a knee slapper right down there, partner.
Man. You gotta end the show, man. The brain rot is leaking out. My brain rooms in my brain. It's ending. It's over.
All right. Well, thank you all for listening. You know, this has been
the I and the A around in my name.
Mm-hmm. It spells brain.
Yeah. That was actually a joke that they did in Igor the Movie.
Igor the Movie.
Yeah, they had a character named Brian that was just a brain in a jar with a little robot body.
I do remember that.
But they misspelled brain.
Hmm.
So they kept calling him Brain, but he would correct them to Brian. It was very funny.
Whatever you do, don't say Superhero Brian really fast.
Well, thank you all for listening.
Superhero Brian?
Yeah.
Don't say it fast.
Superhero Brian?
Dude, you're going to summon him.
No.
Superhero Brian?
Dude, you gotta stop.
Are we talking about my favorite...
Hero Brian.
Yeah.
No.
Hero Brian.
I ended the episode on that.
He's coming. He's here.